Nourishing a growing baby, a growing Wise Kids column. Food is what nourishes the body and makes us healthy and strong, especially but when one's weight hovers around 20 pounds. Infant nutrition is critical for ensuring proper development, maximizing learning capacities, and preventing illness. At no other time in life is nutrition so important. But which foods are best? The research clearly points in the direction of Weston A. Price Foundation principles, breast or bottle. Numerous studies support the benefits of breastfeeding. For example, breastfed babies tend to be more robust, intelligent, and free of allergies and other complaints like intestinal difficulties. Other studies have shown that breastfed infants have reduced rates of respiratory illnesses and ear infections. 203. Some researchers believe breastfed infants have greater academic potential than formula-fed infants, which is thought to be due to the fatty acid DHA found in mother's milk and not in most U.S. formulas. However, other studies show the opposite. In 2001, a study found breastfed children had more asthma than bottle-fed. A Swedish study found that breastfed infants were just as likely to develop childhood ear infections and childhood cancer as formula-fed babies. So, what is best for baby? It comes down to nutrition. Hands down, healthy breast milk is perfectly designed for baby's physical and mental development. But this is only true when mom supplies her body with the right nutrients. The typical modern diet is filled with products based on sugar, white flour, additives, and commercial fats and oils, which do not nourish and build. The proper nutrients are necessary to create breast milk that will provide all a growing baby needs. These include good quality proteins from foods such as grass-fed meats and organ meats, good quality fats from butter, coconut oil, olive oil, cod liver oil, and egg yolks, as well as complex carbohydrate-rich foods like vegetables, whole grains, and legumes. Think whole food, natural and seasonal, with a big emphasis and taste on healthy fat. Bottom line, in a perfect world, with perfect nutrition, every woman would breastfeed. Unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect world. What about low milk supply, an unwell mother, or adoption? Luckily, it is possible to make a wholesome whole food baby formula. See FAQs on homemade baby formula, after or with the breast or bottle. Ideally, breastfeeding should be maintained for a year, with a goal of 6 months for working mothers. The first year of life requires a full spectrum of nutrients, including fats, protein, cholesterol, carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals. Once breast milk is no longer the sole source of these nutrients, where should one go? There are three concepts to keep in mind. First, make your little one a whole foods baby. Avoid processed and refined foods as much as possible, including many brands of baby food. They are usually devoid of nutrients and have added undesirables. It is always best to make your own baby food from organic whole foods. You can freeze it in one serving sizes for later use. Better quality, additive-free, prepared brands of baby food, like Earth's Best, do exist, but it is still better to make your own baby food to be assured of the quality. Plus, making baby food puts mom on the right track for home food preparation for the years to come. Second, go slowly and be observant. Every baby will have an individual response to different foods. Introduce new foods one at a time and continue to feed that same food for at least 4 days to rule out the possibility of a negative reaction. Signs of intolerance include redness around the mouth, abdominal bloating, gas and distension, irritability, fussiness, overactivity, and a waking throughout the night, constipation and diarrhea, frequent regurgitation of foods, nasal and/or chest congestion, and red, chapped, or inflamed eczema-like skin rash. Finally, respect the tiny, still developing digestive system of your infant. Babies have limited enzyme production, which is necessary for the digestion of foods. In fact, it takes up to 28 months, just around the time when molar teeth are fully developed, for the big gun carbohydrate enzymes, namely amylase, to fully kick into gear. Foods like cereals, grains, and breads are very challenging for little ones to digest. Thus, these foods should be some of the last to be introduced. One carbohydrate enzyme a baby's small intestine does produce is lactase, for the digestion of lactose in milk. Foods introduced too early can cause digestive troubles and increase the likelihood of allergies, particularly to those foods introduced. The baby's immature digestive system allows large particles of food to be absorbed. If these particles reach the bloodstream, the immune system mounts a response that leads to an allergic reaction. 6 months is the typical age when solids should be introduced, als 10-11. However, there are a few exceptions. Babies do produce functional enzymes, pepsin and proteolytic enzymes, and digestive juices, hydrochloric acid in the stomach, that work on proteins and fats. This makes perfect sense since the milk from a healthy mother has 50-60% of its energy as fat, which is critical for growth, energy, and development. In addition, the cholesterol in human milk supplies an infant with close to 6 times the amount most adults consume from food. In some cultures, a new mother is encouraged to eat 6 to 10 eggs a day and almost 10 ounces of chicken and pork for at least a month after birth. This fat-rich diet ensures her breast milk will contain adequate healthy fats. Thus, a baby's earliest solid foods should be mostly animal foods since his digestive system, although immature, is better equipped to supply enzymes for digestion of fats and proteins rather than carbohydrates. This explains why current research is pointing to meat, including nutrient-dense organ meat, as being a nourishing early weaning food. Is cereal the best first food? Remember, the amount of breast milk and/or formula decreases when solid foods are introduced. This decrease may open the door for insufficiencies in a number of nutrients critical for baby's normal growth and development. The nutrients that are often in short supply when weaning begins include protein, zinc, iron, and B vitamins. One food group that has these nutrients in ample amounts is meat. Unfortunately, cereal is the most often recommended early weaning food. A recent Swedish study suggests that when infants are given substantial amounts of cereal, they may suffer from low concentrations of zinc and reduced calcium absorption. In the U.S., Dr. Nancy Krebs headed up a large infant growth study that found breastfed infants who received pureed or strained meat as a primary weaning food beginning at 4 to 5 months grew at a slightly faster rate. Krebs' study suggests that inadequate protein or zinc from common first foods may limit the growth of some breastfed infants during the weaning period. More importantly, both protein and zinc levels were consistently higher in the diets of the infants who received meat. Thus, the custom of providing large amounts of cereals and excluding meats before 7 months of age may shortchange the nutritional requirements of the infant. Meat is also an excellent source of iron. Heme iron, the form of iron found in meat, is better absorbed than iron from plant sources, non-heme. Additionally, the protein in meat helps the baby more easily absorb iron from other foods. Two recent studies in 2012 have examined iron status in breastfed infants who received meat earlier in the weaning period. While researchers found no measurable change in breastfed babies' iron stores when they received an increased amount of meat, the levels of hemoglobin, iron-containing cells, circulating in the bloodstream did increase. Meat also contains a much greater amount of zinc than cereals, which means more is absorbed. These studies confirm the practices of traditional peoples who gave meat, usually liver, as the first weaning food. Furthermore, the incidence of allergic reactions to meat is minimal and lower still when pureed varieties are used. Don't fear fats. Pediatric clinicians have known for some time that children fed low-fat and low-cholesterol diets fail to grow properly. After all, a majority of mother's milk is fat, much of it saturated fat. Children need high levels of fat throughout growth and development. Milk and animal fats give energy and also help children build muscle and bone. In addition, the animal fats provide vitamins A and D necessary for protein and mineral assimilation, normal growth, and hormone production. Choose a variety of foods so your child gets a range of fats, but emphasize stable saturated fats found in butter, meat, and coconut oil, and monounsaturated fats found in avocados and olive oil. Foods to introduce: egg yolks, rich in choline, cholesterol, and other brain-nourishing substances, can be added to your baby's diet as early as 4 months, as long as baby takes it easily. If baby reacts poorly to egg yolk at that age, discontinue and try again 1 month later. Cholesterol is vital for the insulation of the nerves in the brain and the entire central nervous system. It helps with fat digestion by increasing the formation of bile acids and is necessary for the production of many hormones. Since the brain is so dependent on cholesterol, It is especially vital during this time when brain growth is in hyperspeed. Choline is another critical nutrient for brain development. The traditional practice of feeding egg yolks early is confirmed by current research. A study published in the June 2002 issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition compared the nutritional effects of feeding weaning infants, 6 to 12 months of age, regular egg yolks, enriched egg yolks, and an otherwise normal diet. The researchers found that both breastfed and formula-fed infants who consumed the egg yolks had improved iron levels when compared with the infants who did not. In addition, those infants who got the egg yolks enriched with extra fatty acids had 30% to 40% greater DHA levels than those fed regular egg yolks. No significant effect on blood cholesterol levels was seen. Thus, the best choice for baby is yolks from pasture-fed hens raised on flax meal, fish meal, or insects, since they will contain higher levels of DHA. Why just the yolk? The white is the portion that most often causes allergic reactions. So wait to give egg whites until after your child turns one. Don't neglect to put a pinch of salt on the egg yolk. While many books warn against giving salt to babies, salt is actually critical for digestion as well as for brain development. Use unrefined salt to supply a variety of trace minerals. Around 4 months is a good time to start offering cod liver oil, which is an excellent source of the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, also important for brain development, as well as vitamins A and D. Start with a 1/4 teaspoon of high vitamin cod liver oil, or 1/2 teaspoon regular dose cod liver oil, doubling the amount at 8 months. Use an eyedropper at first. Later, baby can take cod liver oil mixed with a little water or fresh orange juice. If baby is very mature and seems hungry, he may be given mashed banana during this period. Ripe banana is a great food for babies because it contains amylase enzymes to digest carbohydrates. At 6 months, pureed meats can be given at 6 months or even earlier if baby is very mature. Meats will help ensure adequate intake of iron, zinc, and protein with the decrease in breast milk and formula. A variety of fruits can be introduced at this time. Avocado, melon, mangoes, and papaya can be mashed and given raw. High pectin fruits such as peaches, apricots, apples, pears, cherries, and berries should be cooked to break down the pectin, which can be very irritating to the digestive tract. As time goes by, move up in complexity with food and texture. At about 6 to 8 months, vegetables may be introduced, one at a time, so that any adverse reactions may be observed. Carrots, sweet potatoes, and beets are excellent first choices. All vegetables should be cooked, steamed preferably, mashed and mixed with a liberal amount of fat, such as butter or coconut oil, to provide nutrients to aid in digestion. Early introduction to different tastes is always a good plan to prevent finickiness. Feed your little one a touch of buttermilk, yogurt, or kefir from time to time to familiarize them with the sour taste. Lacto-fermented roots, like sweet potato or taro, are another excellent food for babies to add at this time. At 8 months, baby can now consume a variety of foods, including creamed vegetable soups, homemade stews, and dairy foods such as cottage cheese, mild harder raw cheese, cream, and custards. Hold off on grains until 1 year, with the possible exception of soaked and thoroughly cooked brown rice, which can be served earlier to babies who are very mature. At 1 year, grains, nuts, and seeds should be the last food given to babies. This food category has the most potential for causing digestive disturbances or allergies. Babies do not produce the needed enzymes to handle cereals, especially gluten-containing grains like wheat, before the age of 1 year. Even then, it is a common traditional practice to soak grains in water and a little yogurt or buttermilk for up to 24 hours. This process jump-starts the enzymatic activity in the food and begins breaking down some of the harder-to-digest components. The easiest grains to digest are those without gluten, like brown rice. When grains are introduced, they should be soaked for at least 24 hours and cooked with plenty of water for a long time. This will make a slightly sour, very thin porridge that can be mixed with other foods. After 1 year, babies can be given nut butters made with crispy nuts, recipe and nourishing traditions, cooked leafy green vegetables, raw salad vegetables, citrus fruit, and whole egg. Extra feeding baby tidbits. How do you know when it's time to add solids? Observe your baby's signs. When infants are ready for solids, they start leaning forward at the sight of food and opening their mouths in a preparatory way. In addition, babies should be able to sit up and coordinate breathing with swallowing. Finally, infants will stop pushing their tongue out when a spoon or bit of food is placed in their mouth, a reflex common in infants that disappears at around 4 months of age. Keep in mind, all babies are different and will not enjoy or tolerate the same foods or textures. Experiment by offering different foods with various textures. Remember, just because your baby doesn't like a food the first time it is introduced does not mean he will not like it the second time. Continue to offer the food, but never force. Baby's food should be lightly seasoned with unrefined salt, but there is no need to add additional seasonings, such as herbs and spices, in the beginning. However, by 10 to 12 months, your baby may enjoy a variety of natural seasonings. To increase variety, take a small portion of the same food you are preparing for the rest of the grown-up family before seasoning, or leftovers, and puree it for baby, thin or thicken. Accordingly, to gradually make food lumpier, puree half of the food, roughly mash the other half, and combine the two. Frozen finger foods are a great way to soothe a baby's teething pain. Keep a selection of plain yogurt, cottage cheese, eggs, fresh fruit, and fresh or frozen vegetables handy to prepare almost instant natural baby food anytime, even when vacationing or traveling. Organic foods have minimal toxicity, thus placing a smaller chemical burden on the body. This is particularly a benefit for our youngsters. They are more vulnerable to pesticide exposure because their organs and body systems are not fully developed and, in relation to body weight, they eat and drink more than adults. Furthermore, the presence of these chemicals in the environment leads to further contamination of our air, waterways, and fields. There are different ideas concerning when to offer babies water. Many resources suggest giving water about the same time solids are introduced. This is often in combination with cup drinking or sippy cup training. Keep in mind, breast milk and formula are providing the majority of nutrients in the first 6-9 months, so it is important not to allow a baby to get too full on water. When solids become a larger part of the diet, more liquid may be needed for hydration and digestion. Also, extreme heat, dehydration, vomiting, and fever may also indicate a need for extra water. Bottom line, follow your baby's cues. Always serve filtered water to your baby. You can add a pinch of unrefined salt to the water for minerals. Let baby eat with a silver spoon. The small amount of silver he will get from this really does help fight infection. Just say no. One important warning: do not give your child juice, which contains too much simple sugar and may ruin a child's appetite for the more nourishing food choices. Soy foods, margarine and shortening, and commercial dairy products, especially ultra-pasteurized, should also be avoided, as well as any products that are reduced fat or low fat. By the way, baby fat is a good thing. Babies need those extra folds for all the miraculous development their bodies are experiencing. Chubby babies grow up into slim, muscular adults. Common sense prevails when looking at foods that best nourish infants. A breastfeeding mother naturally produces the needed nutrition when she consumes the necessary nutrients. The composition of healthy breast milk gives us a blueprint for an infant's needs from there on out. Finally, be an example. Although you won't be able to control what goes into your child's mouth forever, you can set the example by your own excellent food choices and vibrant health. Egg yolk, 4 months plus. Boil an egg for 3 to 4 minutes, longer at higher altitudes. Peel away the shell, discard the white, and mash up yolk with a little unrefined sea salt. The yolk should be soft and warm, not runny. Small amounts of grated raw organic liver, which has been frozen 14 days, may be added to the egg yolk after 6 months. Some mothers report their babies actually prefer the yolk with the liver. From Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon, pureed meats 6 months plus. Cook meat gently in filtered water or homemade stock until completely tender, or use meat from stews, etc., that you have made for your family. Make sure the cooked meat is cold and is in no bigger than 1-2-inch chunks when you puree. Grind up the meat first until it's almost like a clumpy powder. Then add water, formula, or breast milk, or the natural cooking juices as the liquid. Baby pate, 6 months plus loss. Place 1/4 pound organic chicken livers and 1/4 cup broth or filtered water in a saucepan. Bring to a boil and reduce heat. Simmer for 8 minutes. Pour into a blender, liver and liquid, with 1-2 teaspoons butter and a pinch of sea salt, and blend to desired consistency. Vegetable puree, 6 months plus. Use squash, sweet potatoes, parsnips, rutabagas, carrots, or beets. Cut vegetables in half, scoop out seeds from squash, and bake in a 400-degree oven for about an hour, or steam them, in the case of carrots and beets, for 20 to 25 minutes. Mix in butter when pureeing. You can cook these vegetables for your own dinner and puree a small portion in a blender or food mill for your baby. From Natural Baby Care by Mindy Pennybacker. Fruit sauce, 6 months plus. Use fresh or frozen peaches, nectarines, apples, blueberries, cherries, pears, berries, or a combination. Note, whenever possible, use organic fruit and peel the fruit if it is not organic. Cut fruit and put in a saucepan with 1 cup filtered water for every 1/2 cup of fruit. Bring to a boil. Reduce to a simmer about 15 minutes or until the fruit is cooked. Puree the mixture in a blender or food mill and strain if necessary. Don't add sugar or spices, but you can stir in a little butter or cream. From Natural Baby Care by Mindy Pennybacker. Dried apricot puree, 6 months plus plus. Bring 2 cups filtered water to a boil with 1 pound unsulfured dried apricots and simmer for 15 minutes. Reserve any leftover liquid to use for the puree. Puree. Adding the reserved liquid as necessary to achieve a smooth, thin puree. May be blended with some butter. Fermented sweet potato, 6 months plus. Poke a few holes in 2 pound sweet potatoes and bake in an oven at 300 degrees for about 2 hours or until soft. Peel and mash with 1 teaspoon sea salt and 4 tablespoons whey. Place in a bowl, cover, and leave at room temperature for 24 hours. Place in an airtight container and store in the refrigerator. From Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon. Baby custard, 6 months plus sauce. Mix 1 cup raw milk or whole coconut milk, 1 cup raw cream, 6 egg yolks, 1 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, and a pinch of stevia powder. Pour into buttered ramekin dishes. Place ramekins into a Pyrex dish filled partway with water. Preheat oven to 310 degrees and cook for about 1 hour. Smoothie for baby 8 months plus loves. Blend 1 cup whole yogurt with 1/2 banana or 1 1/2 cup pureed fruit, 1 raw egg yolk from an organic or pastured chicken, and a pinch of stevia. Coconut fish pate, 8 months plus loves. Place 1 cup leftover cooked fish, 1/4 teaspoon sea salt, 1/4 teaspoon fresh lime juice in a food processor, and process with a few pulses. Add 1/2 cup coconut cream or whole coconut milk to obtain desired consistency. Cereal gruel for baby, 1 year plum. Mix 1/2 cup freshly ground organic flour of spelt kamut, rye, barley, or oats with 2 cups warm filtered water mixture plus 2 tablespoons yogurt, kefir, or buttermilk. Cover and leave at room temperature for 12 to 24 hours. Bring to a boil, stirring frequently. Add 1/4 teaspoon salt. Reduce heat and simmer, stirring occasionally, about 10 minutes. Let cool slightly and serve with cream or butter and small amount of a natural sweetener, such as raw honey. From Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon. Salmon and rice mousse, 1 year ply. Heat 2 cups chicken broth to a slow boil and add 1/4 cup soaked brown rice. Lower the heat, cover tightly, and let cook for 30 minutes or until it is almost done. Wash 3 ounces salmon thoroughly and remove all bones carefully. Add the salmon to the rice, cover, and let it poach for 10 minutes or until done all the way through. Allow the salmon and rice to cool enough that it can be pureed safely in the blender or food processor. If it is too thick, add just enough water to obtain the consistency you want. Season with a little sea salt. Serve with a pureed vegetable. From The Crazy Makers by Carol Simontaki. Crispy nut butter, 1 year plus. Puree, equal amounts of crispy nuts, raw honey, and coconut oil. Add salt to taste. Serve at room temperature. From Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon. Sidebars. Foods by age. 4-6 months. Minimal solid foods as tolerated by baby. Egg, yolk if tolerated, preferably from pastured chickens, lightly boiled and salted. Banana mashed, for babies who are very mature and seem hungry. Cod liver oil, 1/4 teaspoon high vitamin or 1/2 teaspoon regular, given with an eyedropper. 6 to 8 months. Organic liver grated frozen and added to egg yolk. Pureed meats, lamb, turkey, beef, chicken, liver, and fish. Butter and cream, added to any pureed foods. Soup broth, chicken, beef, lamb, fish, added to pureed meats and vegetables, or offered as a drink. fermented foods, small amounts of yogurt, kefir, sweet potato, taro, if desired, raw mashed fruits, banana, melon, mangoes, papaya, avocado, cooked pureed fruits, organic apricot, peaches, pears, apples, cherries, berries, cooked vegetables, zucchini, squash, sweet potato, carrots, beets with butter or coconut oil. 8 to 12 months. Continue to add variety and increase thickness and lumpiness of the foods already given from 4 to 8 months. Creamed vegetable soups. Homemade stews, all ingredients cut small or mashed. Dairy cottage cheese, mild harder raw cheese, cream custards. Finger foods, when baby can grab and adequately chew, such as lightly steamed veggie sticks, mild cheese, avocado chunks, pieces of banana, cod liver oil. Increase to 1/2 teaspoon high vitamin or 1 teaspoon regular dose. Over 1 year, grains and legumes properly soaked and cooked. Crispy nut butter sea recipes in nourishing traditions. Leafy green vegetables cooked with butter. Raw salad vegetables, cucumbers, tomatoes, etc. Citrus fruit fresh organic. Whole egg cooked. Foods to avoid up to 6 months. Certain foods, such as spinach, celery, lettuce, radishes, beets, turnips, and collard greens, may contain excessive nitrate, which can be converted into nitrite, an undesirable substance, in the stomach. Leafy green vegetables are best avoided until 1 year. When cooking vegetables that may contain these substances, do not use the water they were cooked in to puree. Up to 9 months. Citrus and tomato, which are common allergens. Up to 1 year. Because infants do not produce strong enough stomach acid to deactivate potential botulism spores, infants should refrain from eating honey. Use blackstrap molasses, which is high in iron and calcium. Egg whites should also be avoided up to 1 year due to their high allergenic potential. Always, commercial dairy products, especially ultra-pasteurized, modern soy foods, margarines and shortening, fruit juices, reduced fat or low-fat foods, extruded grains, and all processed foods. Making homemade baby food may not be as easy as opening a can, but once you have organized a cook-and-freeze routine, it is a snap. This gives you the control over food choices and cooking methods and allows you to avoid synthetic preservatives. With careful preparation, you will maximize the nutrient and enzyme content of your baby's food. This will make for easier digestion and better overall nutrition. One time-saving method is to cook and puree a selection of fruits, vegetables, and meats in adult quantities and freeze them in glass custard dishes or porcelain ramekins or just clumps on a baking sheet. These cubes can be placed in freezer bags, labeled and sealed, available for quick thawing and reheating. Thawing in the refrigerator is the most nutrient-saving method. Simply place a covered dish containing food cubes in the fridge. They will thaw in 3 to 4 hours. It only takes 1 to 2 hours at room temperature. When on the go, put the cubes in a glass container and add hot water, or place the container in hot water to thaw. Little attention is necessary to seasoning baby foods, but texture is important. Besides the basic taste, the smoothness or thickness of a food concerns baby most. To thin purees, use milk or formula. Pureed potatoes, winter squash, bananas, carrots, yogurt, nut or seed paste, and peas make great thickeners. The only special equipment you need is a food processor, blender, or a baby food mill, and a simple metal collapsible steamer basket. Don't forget the unbreakable bowls, baby spoons, and bibs. Two-handed weighted cups for drinking lessons are also a must. How much at each meal? With the rough outline below, one food portion is equal to approximately 1 tablespoon, depending on the type of ice cube or other food trays you may be using for freezing baby food. Start out slowly. Prepare a teaspoon-sized portion of whatever food you have chosen to begin with. Your baby will most likely only eat half of that small portion for the first few attempts with solids. Ultimately, baby will tell you how much he should eat. Your main concern should be making what he does eat as nutritious as possible. As your baby becomes accustomed to eating solids, you can gradually increase the portion size. Once you have ruled out sensitivities/allergies to different foods, be sure to rotate the acceptable foods in the diet, meaning try to avoid having the same food day in and day out. The following are guidelines for 6 to 8 months. Breakfast: breast milk or formula, 1 egg yolk, 1 cube meat, 1-2 tablespoons cottage cheese or smoothie. Lunch: breast milk or formula, mashed banana, or one cube fruit or vegetable. Snack/dinner: breast milk or formula, and one cube of meat. 1-2 tablespoons fermented taro or sweet potatoes. Portions increase for 8 to 10 months. Breakfast: breast milk or formula, 1 egg yolk, 1-2 cubes, fruit or vegetable, and 1 cube meat. Lunch: breast milk or formula, 1-2 cubes meat, 1-3 cubes vegetable. Optional dairy such as yogurt or cheese. Dinner: breast milk or formula, 2 cubes meat, 1-3 cubes fruit and vegetables, yogurt or cheese. Snacks: finger foods or smoothie. Remember, not all babies will be eating the same amounts or foods. This portion outline is just an example. Some infants are not ready to eat 3 meals per day until well into the 9 to 10 month range. You should use the above information as a guide only and keep to your infant's development and eating habits as well as your pediatrician's advice. Not a good idea for babies or their parents or brothers and sisters either. Almond Breeze Vanilla, almond milk, purified water, evaporated cane juice, almonds, tricalcium phosphate, natural vanilla flavor, and other natural flavors, sea salt, potassium citrate, carrageenan, soy lecithin, D-alpha, tocopherol, natural vitamin E, vitamin A, palmitate, vitamin D2, rice dream heartwise, rice drink, original, filtered water, brown rice, partially milled, gum arabic, expeller pressed high, oleic safflower oil, tricalcium phosphate, Corowise TM, phytosterol esters, sea salt, vitamin A, palmitate, vitamin D2, vitamin B12, 365, organic rice milk, vanilla, filtered water, partially milled organic rice, organic expeller pressed canola oil, tricalcium phosphate, natural vanilla flavor with other natural flavors, sea salt, carrageenan, vitamin A, palmitate, vitamin D.